I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thank you for being with us this Tuesday. We start today with one word, sanctuary. It's at the heart of our national immigration debate. The Trump administration has cracked down hard on undocumented immigrants, and millions of them risk deportation. Some places, though, cities and churches mostly, have responded by offering those same immigrants sanctuary. In a few minutes, we'll hear about a church here in Boston that's literally sheltering one undocumented person from deportation. First, though, to California, which just passed a law declaring itself a sanctuary state. It'll limit cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration agencies. The idea is to prevent deportations, or at least make it harder for the feds to deport people. The new law is due to go into effect on January 1st.
It's a big mistake.
John McGinnis is the former sheriff of Sacramento County. He's now with the California Peace Officers Association. I asked him how the new law would change day-to-day law enforcement operations in California.
If a person is arrested for any kind of a crime, if there's something about their behavior, something about them that suggests that they're unlawfully in the country, something, it could be their name, it could be their inability to speak English, any number of factors, there's no opportunity for that reality to be communicated to ICE. And to not cooperate with federal law enforcement minimizes the likelihood of having an effective outcome, ensuring the greatest likelihood of justice and the greatest likelihood of protecting the communities within the state of California.
So you see a future of legal chaos in California, but some proponents of the law say it'll actually make communities safer, partly because crime victims and witnesses won't be afraid to come forward. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think that's a totally false argument. In my time in law enforcement, never, ever did I have occasion to ask somebody about their immigration status if they were a victim of a crime, a witness to a crime, or even a suspect in a crime. However, incidental to incarcerating them for state or local violations of law, if there's information to suggest that they are an immigration violator, that information could be shared only when they're in custody for something else. So this false narrative has been created that they're subject to deportation if they report a crime. Absolutely not true. But to act like they're not violating immigration law and send a mixed message, I think is contrary to federal law in terms of the Constitution.
So your position, John, is that California, no state, has the right to declare itself a sanctuary state. Is that what you're saying?
No state in the United States of America. There's a need for immigration reform. This is a system that has so graphically and overwhelmingly exploited people who have come here looking for a better life, people for whom I have tremendous sympathy and compassion, people who represent a type of conduct, albeit unlawful, that I can see myself engaging in were I in their shoes. Nonetheless, it's unlawful. So I think, why not resolve the problem? Why not fix it? And then give people a chance to come and work here under some kind of a guest worker visa program and pursue citizenship.
So come January, how are you going to advise members of your association, the California Peace Officers, to move forward?
To comply with the law. And in terms of their day-to-day practice, their day-to-day operation, it won't change much.
Are you saying comply with SB 54 or comply with federal law?
Comply with state law and allow the system to be corrected, and I think it'll probably happen through litigation or through the control of purse strings that will really truly tighten federal dollars coming back to the state of California to support efforts in law enforcement and education.
John McGinnis there with the California Peace Officers Association.